A pandemic is sweeping through our beloved United States of America. It has plagued the entire country, resulting in intense economic turmoil, riots, depressed citizens, and national disunity. With all the seemingly unsurmountable troubles that have occurred in this nation lately, she seems to be breaking under the stress. However, this pandemic is not COVID-19. It is a lack of gratitude. A recent survey shows that more than 40% of American college students are not proud to be Americans. They went so far as to say they are embarrassed by their home and that it has nothing good to offer. And in August of 2021, a Gallup poll said that 77% of U.S. citizens were dissatisfied with America. In the past, though, the United States struggled with all of these types of trials and more. Two world wars, the Great Depression, a terrorist hijacking, and numerous other hardships. And yet, she emerged strong and unified. So what is the difference? When looking at our history, we see a consistent theme that has preserved America through the difficulties. Gratitude. Today, ungratefulness is plaguing our nation. So where do we go from here? How do we heal our land? To make America great again, we need to make America grateful again. Americans can find gratitude by recognizing the gifts that we have. The ungratefulness of American citizens is in no way due to a lack of things to be grateful for. America is a strong nation, founded on the promised freedoms of the Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to vote, safety, prosperity, and countless other rights. The U.S. is a dream country, Tawny's father says. He and his family fled Nigeria, where Boko Haram terrorists have killed between 11 and 12,000 Christians in the last 5 years. After coming to America, Tawny got to live that dream. He has been able to grow up in a land of freedom and opportunity. By seeing our benefits compared to other countries and resting in the promises of freedom that we have, America can find gratitude even in the midst of struggle. Since the very beginning, when our country was founded on these freedoms, individuals rose up to protect them, and we need to be incredibly grateful. While scouting ahead of his fellow soldiers in the Philippines, my great-grandpa was shot in the leg. He dressed his own wound and continued to defend America when he was shot again. This time, too weak and unable to dress his own wound, he was taken to an overcrowded hospital to try and recover from the terrible injuries. Within days, the hospital was bombed, killing nearly everyone inside. But because my great-grandpa was on the floor, he was one of the very few people who survived the explosion. After he returned home from the war, he suffered from trauma and shell shock for many years. Yet, whenever he or my great-grandma talked about their trials, they shared their story with gratitude for the privilege of serving their country. They and many other brave men and women have given their time, energy, and many times lives to protect our freedoms. By learning from the gratefulness of America's past protectors and remembering their sacrifice, we can restore gratitude in our nation. In addition, we need to learn from everyday Americans and how they have persevered in past trials by finding gratitude. On September 11, 2001, Brian Clark went to the World Trade Center for work. However, unlike the almost 3,000 others who died that day, he survived and shared his testimony with these wise words. After going through something like we did, all you can do is try to live your best life from day to day and move forward with gratitude. He saw the Twin Towers collapse and lost 61 of his coworkers. Yet, he found gratefulness even after that tragic event. America can learn from Brian's example and choose to find gratitude instead of grumbling. When we look at our past, we see thousands of grateful men and women, even though they lived through seemingly unsurmountable struggles. Today, we face many troubles, but if we find gratitude, we can overcome our problems and America can emerge stronger. Right now, we live in an ungrateful nation. That stops here, with me. Thank you, Great Grandpa, for your sacrifices. Thank you, veterans who have protected me and this country. And thank you, active duty military who protect America now. Thank you, America. I am truly grateful for you. Land of the free and home of the brave. A pandemic is sweeping America and plaguing us. We can stop it and save our nation. To make America great again, We need to make America grateful again.